Have you ever wondered how to find true happiness at work and in life? What about finding your purpose or becoming the best version of yourself and achieving all of your dreams and desires? Let me share one thing with you. The truth is, you have the power to create your own happiness because happiness is indeed a choice. The Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show is dedicated to helping leaders become happier and more fulfilled at work and in life. I love sharing tools and insights about happiness, positivity, personal and professional development that will help you live a healthier, wealthier, more fulfilled, passionate, and purposeful life. I'm your host, Dr. Kiki Ramsey. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, 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 Dr. Kiki Ramsey here, and welcome to today's show. I am so excited. I know I say that every single week, but I'm super excited about today's show because we are coming to you all the way from Panama City Beach, Florida, where I am on spring break vacation with my family. And so we are just so excited that you're here. And we have an amazing, amazing show topic today. We're going to be talking all about values. And as these weeks have passed, there's been, you know, several things in our media that has happened. I mean, you know, last week we talked about Will Smith and just really emotional regulation and everything. And so I felt like as we are moving into a new week, Judge Jackson got confirmed as the first Black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. And I was thinking about all the things that go back to our values. So that's why today we're really going to be talking about how to really work within your values, because I think a lot of times we don't really think about values as something and why they are super, super important for us, why they are important for us. And so that's what we're going to be really digging into today is our values and why they're probably one of the most important things for us if we want to live a fulfilled and very, very happy, happy life. So values, they are super, super important to us. They're important to the way that we live. So what is a value? Well, value is really a fundamental belief. It's a belief that guides and motivates your attitude and your actions. And so when you think about something about like values, it's important. This is something that is so intrinsic to us that it actually guides how we behave and how we actually think, like how we even show up in the world is guided by our values. It's something important. It's something that's useful. It's something of worth. And so when I think about values, I think that these things are so very important to me and important to the way that we live our life, and important to the way that we even lead in organizations. And so why is it that we will have all these core values, but we act differently than what we say our core values are? For example, a lot of times we say that family is a core value of ours, but we don't spend a lot of time with family, like when it comes to our kids or our spouses or something like that. We say that family is important, but we don't spend a lot of time with family. Or we say that our work is important to us, but we don't take the time to get to the next level or to move up to the next level. And so I think that that is very interesting when we talk about values, that we don't necessarily always walk in our value system. And I think it's for a couple different reasons. I think that values can change over time. We might start off with a value of family, but there may be a huge, huge work issue going on or something that you're trying to get to another level when it comes to work. And so that thing becomes a top value for you. Not to say that you don't love or value your family, right? Because we all do. But sometimes other things take precedent on top of what we say that our ultimate values may be. And so I think that our values can shift over time. And I think that a lot of times we don't actually account for that happening. We feel bad if our values shift over time. And I don't think it's necessarily anything to feel bad about. We just have to recognize and understand that our values can shift over time. And I think that that's okay. I also think that a lot of times when we talk about values, we start to devalue them because of the way that we feel on the inside. Let's say for ourselves, we value ourselves. But sometimes when we start going through hard things and we start to get beat up and challenges, we face them all the time. But sometimes when we face those challenges, we understand that we can begin to get beat up and then we start having less of a value for ourselves or for the thing that we've gone through. So we have to really think about those things and then make adjustments. But I thought that this topic was super important because I know that we all live within a certain value set. I know that I live within a certain value set. For instance, one of the things that have been so important to me and has always been important to me is my family. And when you say family is important to you, how do you then show that? I show that by spending time with my family. So for instance, I'm coming to you all the way from Panama City Beach, Florida, and my kids are in the other room, right? And my husband's sitting right here, making sure that the show goes well, but we're spending time together. And that's super important to me. So that spending time is important. I still valued doing this show, which is the reason why I'm doing this show on vacation live to you right now, because I still value being able to share this moment with you and to talk with you and to be with you in this very moment. And so I think it's very important that we really do understand our values. But I can remember there was a point where not that my kids or my family wasn't important to me, but I was going through my dissertation process, getting my PhD. I had to set aside spending so much time with my family to reach the goal of completing my PhD. And so did my husband. He had the same thing. We had to set it aside. It's not that we didn't necessarily value it as much as we have in the past. It's just that we had to put more focus on finishing the PhD so that we could then get back to spending all the time with our families. And so I really wanted us to really think about this as it came to a point in our careers, is because a lot of times we say we value something in our organization or in our careers, but we don't focus on it. So we have to put the focus on what we value. We have to put the focus on what we value. So one of the things that I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about in this live, how can we really live out our core values every single day so that we can have the life that we want and the life that we really want to live. Because at the end of the day, all we want to do is live a wonderful, amazing life, both professional and personal. And so when that comes to that, I have a couple things that I wanted to talk about when it comes to values that we can do so that we can live that life that we want and that we love. So first of all, we need to figure out our values. What are your true values? I've done one of these exercises before, and I think that it's also very interesting. Like, you'll get a list of values. There are tons of lists out there. You can just Google it, you know, use the Google machine and get that list of values, but start circling a couple of your values. Here's the thing. You don't want to circle the entire list of values or anything like that. You don't want to circle the whole thing because we're talking about the core values that you actually live your life by, right? And for anything, only the top 3 to 5 are going to be the ones that you can actually live out on a daily basis. And so what I want you to do is find a list. We'll probably try to put one in the resources for you for this video as well. But we want you to find a list of values and then really identify which ones are super, super important to you. So for me, God, you know, just being spiritual, believing in God, having that connection to a higher power is so important to me. My family is important to me. That's a value of mine, spending time with them. My career, doing what I do, the Positively Diverse Leadership. We just launched a program in my company, Positively Diverse Leadership. That's something that has been a value of mine. And when we put the value into that so that we could give it to the world, we all have these values. And so I want you to kind of sit down
and think about what those are and write those down. But here is the next step to that, that I think is so important, that I think that we kind of miss when we talk about values, because we can say, you know, I value my family and I value my career. But what does that really mean? What does that really, really mean to you is if you value your family? So we need to write that down. When you value your family, what does it mean to you? Because what it means to you, you know, it's going to mean something different to somebody else, right? How I value my family is not going to be how you value your family. How I value my career is not going to be how you value your career. So once you write down those 3 to 5 values of yours, you need to really figure out what that means to you, because it's going to be absolutely different. And because our values really help us figure out the way we act and our attitude, we really have to really know that definition for ourselves. But here's another trick to being able to write out this definition that you want for your values. Another way is to make it an action, put a verb on it. We call that values in action. And what that means is, if I say family is a value for me, family is a value for me. So for me, I have to make an action. And that action is spend time with family. That's how you call it values in action. And I love that, because it really does help us out so much when it comes to our values, is if we can put an action on it. So like being mindful, right? Being mindful, practicing mindfulness may be a value for you. And so if that is a value for you, the one verb that you can put it, you can say, practice mindfulness daily. If mindfulness is a value, you can say practice mindfulness daily, or you can say practice meditating daily or praying daily. That is how you actually put it into an action form. And that then defines the whole value for you, meaning it gives you an action to do for the actual value. So for me, with family being one of my values, I say spend time with family. And you can, as you know, SMART goals, right? You can get even deeper than that when it comes to SMART goals. And so you can put like some very specifics to those goals. And so spend time with family weekly. Spend, you know, you can put how much time you want to spend with family. Like, we are on this vacation, and for me, I have been working, of course, my husband's been working while we've been on this vacation with our children. But at the same time, we've also had an opportunity to really spend some quality time with the kids. We went and got ice cream yesterday, and we've done all these things because this is Mackenzie's first spring break. She's in pre-K, and we were excited to be able to go somewhere on her spring break, whereas we've never gotten to do that before with our oldest. We never really got to do a lot of spring breaks. We were learning, you know, still trying to get through school, all those things. And so as you get older, you live and you learn, and your values, like I said, can change over time. And I think that we need to absolutely account for that. And so when it comes to our values, we really need to figure out what they really are for us. We really need to figure out what they are for us, because this is how we live. And I think about a lot of the things that have been going on in the media, like, for instance, Judge Jackson being confirmed to the Supreme Court justice. And I think that it's very amazing, especially when it comes to politics, right? We all have our opinions about politics. And as it relates to our values, I think a lot of times we feel like we vote a certain way based on our values. And I was just so happy to see that despite everything, that she was able to become the first Supreme Court justice, the first Black woman Supreme Court justice. Y'all got to understand how historic this is. I mean, it's as historic as Barack Obama becoming the first African-American president, as Kamala becoming the first vice president. Like, it amazes me that still today there are still a lot of firsts in our life, right? Like, in the lifetime that we're living, there's still a lot of firsts to be happening right now, which I think is quite interesting. But the fact that the vote was 47-53, that means that still 53 people voted and they had a value that Judge Jackson had value, was qualified for the job, and they voted as such because our values lead us. Now, there's a lot of talk about it, but at the end of the day, I feel like we still make these major decisions that shape our country based on our values. And I was happy to see that it could be a bipartisan vote where she was able to get through and people put their values on the line to let it be known that, yes, there is a value in having diversity on the highest court in the land. And that's all I think that any of us really want. When it comes to diversity, equity, and inclusion, all any of us want is to make sure that we matter and that we are valued and that our voice is valued. What I don't understand is how you can say that a voice is being valued, but you're not being represented. And this is from the highest court to the highest corporation. I deal with this every day in my organization as it pertains to leadership, and changing the face of leadership is what we want to do here at PCATI. And the way that you do that is through representation. Is if you have a company where your C-suite is mainly only white people or mainly only men, which is what most C-suites look like, then how can you say you value different voices? And I know this is, might not be where y'all thought this was going to go, and not necessarily, but what I'm saying is we live and breathe our value system. So if you say it, then you have to act it. And if you are saying it and you're not acting it, is it a true value? Woo! Come on, y'all. That's what we're talking about. If you say that you value something, but you don't show it in your actions, which is the definition of a value? A value is a set of virtues that you live by, beliefs that you live by. So if you say it, then you have to do it. And if you're not doing it, you then need to ask yourself, is it a true value of yours? Is it a true value? And I think that that's something that we really have to ask ourselves, especially in today's time, is that are we truly living out our values on this earth? And if we are, what is that saying about us? Are you living an amazing life that you want to live? Or is there something that you want to change? And if there's something that you want to change, then I would say, go back and look at that list of values that you wrote down. Only 3 to 5. Look at that list of values. Like, I remember one time I was said, I value money and I value, you know, saving money. And this was, you know, back in the day. But when you looked at my bank account back then, you didn't see a lot of money saved up. And you also saw me spending money very furiously. And so therefore, how can I say I value money when I don't take care of money? And I know I'm talking to somebody, right? How can you say you value something that you don't do? I think that a lot of times we're fooling ourselves. I think we want to value those things, and that's okay. That's okay. But I think that at some point you got to stop and you got to sit back and you have to really ask yourself some real hard hitting questions. Is this a value of mine? And if so, am I doing something about it? Am I living up to this value today? That's what you have to ask yourself. And so I want to recap for you what we've talked about. We've talked about values and you living within your value, which is a real tangible thing for us to really do. It's something that you are guided by. It guides your behavior, it guides your attitudes. And one thing that you need to do is figure out what your values are. Figure out 3 to 5 core values that you have, and then define those values for yourself, because they're going to be something different. They're going to mean something different to you than they mean to me. And then lastly, put an action to the value. If you value family, put an action to it. Spend time with family daily. If you value mindfulness, practice mindfulness, meditation, prayer daily. If you value your health and working out, work out daily, right? Work out daily. And so that's one of the things. Y'all hear my kids in the background because, like I said, we're on vacation. I love it. I love it. So that's what you have to do. Put an action to it. And then if you come up with these values and you can't put an action to it, then ask yourself, is it a true value of yours? All right. Well, this has been lovely. As always, I enjoy being with you every single Friday. I love it. Tune in. And if this is something that resonated with you, please drop a comment in the chat. I go back and I look at all of them and I answer them. Also share it with a friend, because as you know, we are all valuable and we all need to hear some goodness every single week, every single day. And that's what I choose to bring you. My goal is to help you learn to do what you love and love what you do. And I see you guys next time. Take care. I'm so excited. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dr. Kiki Ramsey Show. And as always, remember to create your own happiness, because happiness is, in fact, a choice. If you've enjoyed listening to this episode, please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll get notified whenever I drop a new episode.